Aloha.
I took a leak next to him. He was super tall. I didn't check out his dick.
Aunts and nieces just talk about who they're fucking.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining the show. Episode 374. Very much appreciate your participation. If you would like to reach out, you can send us an email. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us. Always nice to get. It's always like pleasant surprise when new people show up on the voicemail line. 949-464-TBLS. You know what we haven't asked anybody to do recently is review the show. I haven't checked the reviews lately. There were some unfortunate ones a while back. Review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the show. Just, you know, every little bit helps. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I just found an update to a story we did, I don't know, last year or something.
Yes.
It was a Kazakhstani bodybuilder who wed his sex doll.
Yes.
I just remember we did this story. Well, bodybuilder who wed two sex dolls. Yeah. So maybe that first one didn't work out and he already moved on.
Yeah.
This is a big announcement.
Huge.
He's now open to dating humans.
Unbelievable.
Good news, ladies.
Yeah. Well, they say...
You're the guy with the experience on the inside of a plastic vagina.
They say sexuality is a spectrum. So this guy,
What is this spectrum?
I don't know. He went from silicone...
Like, I know the Kinsey scale, like very gay to kind of gay. What is this, the other side of the spectrum? This is just... He's gone fake.
It's so scary. And also the picture of this guy is so scary because he's supposedly a bodybuilder, but he has a very hairy shoulders, which is sort of terrifying. Right. Why is he shirtless?
They shave and like lube up all the time when you're a bodybuilder. You don't have any hair.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's big in that, you know, the Eastern European world, the lifting of weights. I mean, we talked here about
Arnie.
Yeah. And what's his name? Little Pocket Hercules, Baby Herc.
Yeah.
He's forgot about that. Things didn't go too well for
legend.
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say, and sometimes there's a story. You're more in touch with the news of the day. I can't quite figure out why we're supposed to care so much about this Ellie Kemper story.
So I don't know. I saw that it was trending, and she was a debutante. At a thing racist or what?
She's from what I understand. I mean, she, you know, when I've seen her interviewed, she seems, you know, nice, friendly person.
Okay, I have a legitimate question.
Okay.
Is she the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
Oh, that show was unbearable. Yes.
I got through like three episodes and bailed.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I mean, I really tried with it.
Yeah.
And my son is watching The Office, and so at some point she becomes the receptionist on The Office.
What? I thought Pam was the receptionist.
But I think eventually they started adding characters. You know, instead of like adding a kid, I think she was like the new receptionist, and Pam moved to some other part. So I mean, she just kind of has that like friendly, perky vibe to her.
Yes.
But that doesn't have anything to do with whether or not she's racist. But when I tried to read about it, I just was like, I couldn't. She was like at a debutante kind of formal, but it has racist roots, but it wasn't called the racist thing. But like they said, and then by 1992, they changed the name to whatever. And she was the debutante in like 99.
Oh, yeah. You can't do anything. There's nothing can be done. If you do things, you're going to get in trouble. Don't do things.
You know, I want to, we should always be trying to be better, But, like, the only problem I would say with her right now is, because I was just kind of reading about it before the show, like, right before the show, she hasn't said anything. Like, it's been a day of, like, people swirling rumors about how racist she is. I don't know what PR is telling her, but, like, this is where you just tweet out, like, hey, that's not who I am. I was, you know, I was 18 and I was in some beauty pageant and
yeah.
I have no racist ties. But, like, to just say nothing is kind of dumb.
No, you
right?
got to say, yeah, who's advising her? Does she have a publicist? You got to speak immediately, especially if you didn't do anything wrong. Like, come out, say, hey, I did this thing. Here's what people don't realize. We live in the United States of America. We live in an inherently racist place. Our foundations are in slavery. So if you go back far enough, there's a racist component to almost everything that happens.
I mean, the littlest things that you don't realize are racist, songs and little things.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Wait, this was terrible too. And I just think, obviously, we cannot have a purity test. That when like the Bachelorette is at a... She was at a place where there were Confederate flags, right? Like 4 years ago.
I don't
like that,
think
right? So.
No, I think she was in an antebellum party, it was at like a plantation thing. And I,
but look, that is
I'm
a little bit touchier.
Yes,
I'm just saying that stuff's a little bit touchier.
Yes,
it could be explained away. Like I was just, you know, the belle of the Miss St. Louis ball or whatever it is. They changed the name before I was there, but. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like a stretch for this random character actor to be just dragged through the mud over, but I mean,
by all means,
it was the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre that none of us learned
right.
in school, so maybe we should focus on Ellie Kemper.
It's crazy. Exactly. The state of Oregon was founded by white separatists. Like, so anybody that lives in Oregon or has traveled to Oregon, do they owe us an apology? Should we cancel them? I mean, there's just so many things that you don't realize the roots of. Everybody can't be held responsible for everything.
Yeah. I was just confused by this story because I
don't know anything about
it.
Yeah.
And she came from money, so we're supposed to be mad about that. Like, yeah, I mean, we don't do a good job with the wealth distribution in this country.
That's
but
true.
Like, because she grew up rich. I don't know why that matters either.
Well, when you grow up with means, it does make it a little easier to pursue a
of course
career
she
arts.
Didn't have to
yeah.
she didn't have to
but we don't
you know bust tables the same way that other people do. But I mean,
that's whatever. I felt
it's
like
such a crapshoot anyway to become famous and
yes
in showbiz.
I felt like shit the other day. Like I tease our friend, our good friend and listener Pete Schlitzky, because he has told us that he grew up next to Gary Gaetti, Rat Gaetti from the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, how fucking rich were you? And I did this to my friend Piper the other day because she was like, she's from Indianapolis. And she's like, I grew up next to Reggie Miller. And I was like, you must have been rich as fuck. But then I was like, wait, that's kind of like shaming people for, you know, it's like the opposite of shaming people for having no means, for having too much means. Like, it's none of my business how much money somebody had or what their upbringing was like. Like, everybody's got their own story, and I kind of felt like shit about it. So I apologize. So sorry, Pete.
Sorry, Piper.
Yeah, sorry, Piper. Two things I want to talk about. Our GoFundMe is going well, but it's kind of stalled out. Let me recognize the people, but it's on my other computer. Hold on. So here's the donations so far. We're up to... And in case you don't know, because everybody doesn't listen every week, one of our listeners, the great listener, fan, listener, emailer, now caller, who many people thought was Dolemite because he's such a big fan of Dolemite and Dolemite's White Christmas Story, he started a GoFundMe to help us raise a little promotional money for the show. And the goal is $2,500. And it's been going about 2 weeks now. Just under 2 weeks, I think. And we're at like 1,646. And let me tell you who's contributed. Anonymous, and this is Fan. He started it. He gave us $512.
Legend.
That's a lot. Anna Snap, $25. Janie Cowan, $50. Matt Grace, $100. Matt Ray, $100. Anonymous 150, I believe that's Dolomite D. Superly, $105. Another anonymous, I believe this is iHeartHellion from Twitter, $110. Zach Jobin, $25. Ryan Azonka Cruz, $150. Corey Worrell. Corey Worrell. That's my buddy Fidoz from Twitter. $100. Clark and Calgary, $100. Jonathan Yates, $50. And the most recent donator, Ed, the penis connoisseur, has given us $69.
Wonder where she came up with that number.
I know, it's weird, right? It's a nice number. I feel like everybody's been so generous and it's amazing. Yeah, but
super cool.
I think the generous donations are scaring off the $5 people. So I challenge somebody within the sound of my voice right now to be the first to contribute $5 to our GoFundMe. The link is in the episode notes of the show you're watching right now on your device. Go to it, click it, give us $5. Be the hero that gives $5, that let people know it's okay to give $5. I obviously, we appreciate all the 50s and 100s and 150s and the 25s and the 69s. That's amazing. But
thank you, everybody.
But $5 is also appreciated. So go click the link, go to our GoFundMe and be the hero. Be the first, be a leader, break the ice and give $5 so people know it's okay to give $5. $5 is great. We love $5.
So I saw a Clickhole I guess they're weighing in on the thing that happened in 1999 with the Ellie Kemper, and it said in 1999 actor BJ Novak was crowned Prince of Fugliness by the KKK, a yearly award given to community's most busted bitch.
That's so funny.
If you think this is the type of award you win from the KKK, that's so funny. If you're a true ally for racial justice,
I love that. It's so funny. It goes
Clickhole's the best.
They go hard. Okay, the one more thing I want to discuss here. I feel like I need to preface this. So this is episode 374. Well, I'm out of town next week. So Ed and I already recorded episode 375.
It's a good one for sure.
So we review the movie Under Siege, which I was excited to talk about, but I sort of have to come clean. We did the episode with special guest Jason Stewart, who we love.
Love
him. But Jason Stewart has a hard time, like, even just sounding okay on his whatever machine he uses.
That's right. It sounded like the fireside chat.
Yes. His sound was so bad, and he tried multiple different headsets, and it just – I need to apologize because not only does it sound bad, but I was so fixated while we're – you know, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't shit on our episode already because I haven't even heard it. I haven't put it together yet.
Yeah, but there were some funny discussions.
Yeah, there's some
funny stuff in there.
Yeah, but I feel like I wasn't at my best because I was really thinking about how the sound coming out of Jason's end of the recording the entire time. So
I was distracted, but it just became pretty natural with Jason, the whole package throughout the show.
I mean, I love him and the listeners love him and I love having him on. And I think he brings a great dynamic to the show. He changes things up. It's fun to talk to him, but it took me a little out of my game. And so I want to apologize in advance. Although maybe once I put it together, I'll think it's kind of good. We'll see. Under Siege coming next week, episode 375. Ed, let's listen to some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate, your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
Okay, a couple voicemails here. Gotta wait for the page to load. This Chromebook was, I thought this was gonna change the game for me. And it's changed the game the other direction. It's so janky. Glitchy. Okay, here's a voicemail.
Shot caller.
There we go.
Make your holler, get your dollars, microphone pimping podcast. What is up, bitches?
He's going with the OG intro. He hasn't done the full in a while.
I feel like it's been a while.
I like it. It's old school.
June 1st, 2021. We have gone about 14 months into this pandemic. Congratulations, folks. Hopefully you haven't lost any loved ones. Let's just keep this thing going, man. Let's be responsible. Hey, so I know the baller community was asking about my thoughts on cyclists. So I think we can all agree.
Is that? Can we confirm that, Ed?
I don't remember us talking about cyclists. He's talked about mini motorcycles, right? I think he talked about like mini motorcycles, like the little things.
Teslas.
Don't remember cyclists. I mean, certainly he weighed in on handicap plates.
I know we did. We did talk something about cycling because I asked you about your
rig. about people who are like dressed up in the whole thing.
Yes.
I didn't know that was Manuel who talked about.
No, I think somebody else. That was somebody else's voicemail or email, and maybe he's been. I don't know. Maybe we mentioned that Manuel
in general,
who has
in
traffic.
General, I have like I have a great memory for lots of random things.
I
have a terrible memory for the show. Like every once in a while, like that bodybuilder triggered a response for me. But overall, I don't remember most of the stuff we talk about.
And also you're like, it was probably like a year ago we talked about this bodybuilder. I remember it as being 3 months ago. But it could have been 2 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, it's just, you know, you're like thinking about so much, you're talking so much. I love it when people tweet us and they're like, they'll tweet a quote of something that we said, and I'm like, oh, did I say that? Because I don't remember. Yeah.
There was one time you were busting my balls, and it turned out to be you were the person that said whatever insult.
I think Manuel, was like. Ed, and if Ed's going to say, and I'm like, yeah, Ed, you fucking asshole. Like, I can't believe you're talking about Manuel like that. And I was like piling on.
And
we all knew. I knew that I said it, but it was funnier. It was funnier to stack it on you.
But the funny thing is, I was like, it doesn't sound like me, but I guess I said it.
Yes. Like, I know. You believed it. You believed it. Okay. Let's get Manuel's thoughts on cyclists. I'm interested.
One of the biggest collections of toolboxes on earth is the cycling community. I mean, these idiots think that they could take a whole lane. They regularly go on like two-lane highways and like sit there and try to take the whole lane. And it's like, dude, like, yeah, I get it. Exercise is cool and all that, but have a fucking brain. We just saw poor Mark Eaton lost his life in a bike accident. I think for the most part, these cyclists need to realize, man, you ain't a motorist, all right? Very simple. So respect the motorist. Hopefully the motorist respects you. I try to, you know, as much as possible, knock on wood. But if you're one of these tool bags flipping people off and all that because you're holding up traffic, why don't you look in the mirror, man? One last thing. I guess I harped on USC a few times, man. Thankfully, I'm not going to have a third time. It seems like they finally are not screwing up things over there. But, you know, I'm just an observationist, you know, L.A. person checking out L.A. things and just letting you guys know. And
USC, how did USC not screw up?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he expects us to know that.
Yes, that's something I don't remember. Are we talking about USC?
Is it because did they go to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, they have the Mobley twins.
They had a good run.
I think they went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
One of them, they're not twins, they're brothers. The younger brother yeah. is going to be like a top five pick, top three yeah, pick or something.
That's what I heard.
And the older brother, they're like, hey, he might be a second rounder.
Yeah.
That's going to suck.
No, that's bullshit. I knew.
It's the older brother, and they're like, well, he probably needs another year in college to bring up his stock. And the younger brother's like, top three, top five.
I knew, and we've talked about this before. I was acquainted with one half of a pair of twin brothers, and the brother that I didn't know was an NFL wide receiver for like 12 seasons.
Wow.
And the brother, I would just look at the brother and be like, dude, you got the same DNA. And I think they both played in college, but it's like, what's like, everything's the same. You're literally identical people. How
Blake Griffin is a twin, I think.
Yes.
At Oklahoma, his brother yes. played.
Yes.
But there was nobody asking for him in the NBA.
Right. Kind of weird. I mean, the Lopez twins.
Yep. They're both pretty good.
Pretty good.
Brooke is better, but they both have had pretty solid careers.
Yeah. They were both good at Stanford. Of course, you used to see Brooke walking his dog. And he had like a big, Belgian yeah. Malinois, like a real manly dog, a Mastiff.
Was it a Pomeranian or was it a...
Bichon Frise.
It was something really tiny, way too tiny for a grown man, let alone a 7-footer to be walking.
Brooke is nice because he's had to change. You know, he had to learn how to shoot 3-pointers, and he can shoot them.
But he's good at it. Like,
yeah, Robin's more of a grinder.
But Robin is still having a productive career. I think.
Oh, he's no, good player.
Wizards or something. And that's pretty impressive for both of them. But it's weird when one is a superstar and the other one can't even make the league.
Yeah, it is weird. It's really weird. You ever seen?
I knew of some brothers. I used to know this guy in town who his brother got a cup of coffee as a Dolphins wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
and he eventually went to jail for being a personal trainer who got a little grabby.
Oh, really?
Got a lot grabby with maybe even people not of the right age.
Oh, so, I was going to say yes.
Yeah, so he does. His kid doesn't go to school with my kid anymore.
I was going to say, because as personal trainers, there's usually no shortage of agreeable participants for personal trainers or tennis coaches.
Yes.
It's like, you don't have to be grabby because that's part of the gig where you're complimenting them, telling them how good they look. They get into it. But if you're, you know, if you have certain predilections, that's bad. Okay. Let's see if Manuel makes a point here. I like the bicycle thing.
Basically equivalent to a dog track. Anyhow, guys,
no clue.
You guys keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thoroughly enjoy the podcast whenever I hear it. Bri Bex, Easy Edward, keep it going, and I will check in a few weeks.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about the bikes, I know what he's talking about when they they just dominate traffic and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I try to mostly ride in the on like bike lanes by the right along the river. So I'm almost never in traffic. But the one thing that happens in the bike path only, not that there's no options for cars there. But there are bike lanes in streets in Hoboken. Like just, you know, and there's so much because it's like urban people picking up something, running in the store.
Cars in
so
the
much double parking in the bike lane. Yeah. So I'm constantly having to like swerve into regular traffic. But I haul ass to get at. Like I'm never one of these people that's slowly taken up.
Yeah,
you know, 12 cars are waiting behind me. I know what he's talking about.
I
Those
don't.
People suck.
I don't ride. I have ridden. It's oftentimes when they're in the big pack where they all have the same identical uniform on. It's like
monsters.
Yeah, there's too many of them. But also, there should be more places for people to ride.
Yeah, it's good for the environment.
Yeah, it is. Get on your bike. I love to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Okay. One more voicemail. Let's see who this is here.
Ballers. Ben 906 here. Just giving a call to check in. Hey, there's an RIP that kind of came out in the last couple of weeks here. I don't think you guys covered it, but an actor by the name of Charles Gordon Grodin. You saw him. He was in one of these movies.
Is he doing that on purpose?
When I was a kid. I'm a little bit younger than probably the demo for this show for the most part. But he was in a movie called Clifford.
Great movie with Martin Short.
Yeah. And that's not the Big Red Dog?
No. Wait, Martin Short plays a 10-year-old boy, prepubescent boy. And it's weird, but I thought it was funny. And Grodin, there's a great clip that I've seen just, you know, outside the movie where Grodin has to take care of him. It's like he's his Uncle Martin. And he's like, can you just act like a boy for a few seconds? And Martin Short like tries to make this weird face. He goes, can you just act like a human boy? You know how like Grodin always got like pissed off in his roles?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a great clip, but I love that Ben called him Gordon, right?
That's great. I couldn't tell if he was doing that on purpose.
We did talk about him.
Yeah, we did. He had one of the great hair pieces of all time.
Yeah, I am a fan of Clifford, Ben.
I haven't seen Clifford, but we know I used to watch Grodin was one of the best ever Letterman guests.
Yes.
Because he hated his guts.
He hated most people. He hated Howard Stern. He was an angry dude, but he was funny and great eloquent about his hatred.
Yes, great actor.
And one of the things that I just can't get out of my head related to this movie was just how smoking hot Mary Steenburgen was. Very formative for me as I was kind of coming of age. But really, how fucking old was Charles Gordon in that movie? I mean, seriously, was he like, I felt like he was like 72 years old, 75 years old, and find out he kind of just passed away. I won't spoil it, but, so how fucking old is that guy? But the other thing I was wondering, and maybe this is a Daily's choice here, between Martin Short, and another short king, you know, my really good friend here, Norm Duke. So walk into a urinal, you got Norm Duke on the right,
wow.
Martin Short on the left, and the open urinal there for Ed. So love to hear some thoughts on two of our short kings.
Okay. Two things going on. We got to figure out, Ed. First of all, how fucking old is this guy, Charles Grodin? So Charles Grodin just died.
I think he was in his 80s, though.
Yeah, he had to be in his 80s. He had to be in his 80s.
I think Clifford was probably 30 years ago. I bet Grodin was 55 in that movie, 53 in that movie. So, yeah, Grodin is probably 83, 84.
Clifford came out in 94.
94, okay.
So 25 years ago. 27 years ago. So how old do you think he was?
I think in that movie, he probably was 55.
Pretty close. Well, he just died and he was... Oh my God, his birthday's the day before mine. May 18th, 2020. Oh no, that's when he died. He died the day before my birthday. He's born 1935. So he died at 86. So 27 years ago, he was like 59.
He looked good for close. 59,
pretty,
I think.
Yeah, pretty close.
And Steenburgen, I agree with an underrated beauty, but I honestly think she got better looking.
She did. No, there's certain women, there's a certain genetic sequence where women actually get better looking over time. I would put Julianne Moore in that category. She only gets more beautiful.
Yeah. I saw her in person a couple years ago and she looked like way better than I found her attractive, but she looked way better than that.
In real life.
And in person.
Yes. Another one of those, Marissa Tomei, only gets more beautiful. Yeah. Just stunning. And here's the other thing. I don't know where the drop is for that. Let's find this. Nope.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
I haven't played that one in a while. In case you haven't listened, we haven't done it in a while. In case you're not aware, this is the game, Daly's Choice. Ed Daly, who has made it known, if he comes up to a urinal next to a well-known person, he will be trying to peep their junk. Ed, Daly's Choice. And this is going to be a tough, this is a kind of a chalk one.
What?
Well, Norm Duke.
I have a very specific reason why I'm choosing what I choose.
Okay. Norm Duke and Martin Short. Who are you picking?
So, I honestly think Martin Short, he's had a good career, but he never got like too. Clifford was one of the rare movies he actually got to lead. He's just a fantastic.
Inner Space was a big starring role for him, but yeah, he's a character actor. Yeah.
But it was a bust of a movie.
Yeah.
Like in terms of, like, he's never been as big as his talent would indicate.
Yes.
To me, he is certainly in the top three of all time talk show guests.
Oh, he's my God. He's the best.
He's a relentless ball breaker. Like, just the best ball breaker.
Yep.
You know, he's done so many funny things like Jiminy Glick. I read his book, which was great. It was like something called like My Humble Beginnings as a Show Business Legend or something like that. It's a funny amazing. Book. And he's, I love him so much that in the rarity, I respect him too much. I would not look at what he's working with because I'm telling you, like Martin Short is one of my favorite celebrities of all time. And so I am curious what Duke's working with.
For sure. I feel like they're both kind of dicked up for little guys.
Definitely big dick energy for both of them.
Sometimes little guys will be sneaky dicked.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it's just a proportion thing where it might be, well, we've talked many times on the show about the one Christmas themed porno I saw as a young man. Santa's elf was going around fucking all the girls, and he was a little person, but he had a regular sized dick.
In college, I definitely saw a handful of little person scenes, and they were jarring.
Did you see the Christmas theme one?
I may have seen. It feels like I did, but I don't know if I've just heard you say that before, and I'm co-opting. But I've definitely seen. Yeah, I had roommates that just had massive porn collections that, like, there would just be porn on like, Wednesday at 3 in the afternoon. We'd just be, like, going about our day, and there'd be porn playing.
My buddy Todd tells a story about when he had roommates, and he brought somebody over, like his parents or somebody in his family, and he was giving him a tour of the house, and he walked into each roommate's room and just turned on the TV and hit play on the VCR, and every single one a porno started playing. That was a time. But here's the problem. You're not going to recognize Norm Duke, even though he made us that beautiful cameo courtesy of Ben 906. Norm Duke is not somebody you're going to see in the world and go, oh, hey, there's Norm Duke.
Probably not. But I tell you, like, the reverence I have for Martin Short, I don't know if I can do it. He's the rare celebrity that I just.
Right.
I mean, who's the original? Is it Jared Mayo? Who was the linebacker for the
Brandon Spikes?
Spikes.
No, Stokes. Spikes
was, no, it was Spikes. Yeah, he was at University of Florida. He was about to become a Patriot. We were staying at the same hotel as when they were at LSU.
Yeah.
It was big game, Tebow, and I saw what he was working with, and it was breathtaking.
I'm trying to think of who famous I've taken a piss next to. I took a piss next to Luis Gonzalez, the guy that got the hit against the Yankees.
Diamondback
guy. Yes. Yeah. I took a leak next to him. He was super tall. I didn't check out his dick. I also took a leak once next to Sean White, the snowboarder.
You told me about him.
Tiny. I didn't look at his dick, but he's like 5'3".
But you said he was a tiny person.
I thought I was pissing next to a little kid, and then somebody was like, "Hey, Sean," and I looked, and I'm like, "Oh, that's that snowboarder guy. He's really little." But I would now probably sneak a glance if it was somebody I recognize. Okay, thanks for all the voicemails. No email to read this week. We probably shit on the emailers too much. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Reach out.
We do a lot of grammar checks on them.
Well, you know, it's intimidating. You know, I should pre-read them. But the thing is, I want to have a natural reaction.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's shit I can't even read, but it's kind of worth it because I want you to hear what I feel when I first read them.
If anyone's feeling bad, take your email and just put it into Grammarly, and it'll tell you where you've made grammatical errors. It's free.
Yeah. Fast. I didn't know that. When we all fuck up, especially in email, it's okay. I'm not trying to shit on people. Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
I gotta be honest, I haven't just sat and listened to that in a while. That's probably the best song parody that's ever been submitted to the show. It's
a beautiful one.
Beautifully executed, writes a bill, has an amazing, just angelic voice, and lyrically, where he spends the whole song calling me gay is very clever.
It is clever.
Yes, I love it. Ed, what's going on in the world of sports?
Well, Manuel actually brought up our first point.
Yes.
RIP to the giant Utah Jazz center, Mark Eaton.
Former Bruin. I believe he was 7'4".
And big. He wasn't Manute Bol, twig. He was like a big man. I got to say, I certainly wouldn't want to watch the end that led to this, but I would have loved to see a 7'4 guy ride a bicycle.
So this is a big thing. So, recently, former Dallas Maverick, amongst other teams, Sean Bradley was severely injured and paralyzed in a bicycle accident. He's 7'6 or 7'5. He's huge.
I forgot about that.
I also remember a story where Bill Walton had the airline lost his bike, I guess, because of his back issues. The only way he can exercise is on a bike. And it was like a big search to find his bike because you got to get a custom made bike when you're that tall. But Mark Eaton, he was like almost 400 pounds probably when he was playing. What was it, like a three wheeler? There's no bike that could support a man that size.
Did he ride a tandem and he's just on the second seat?
Yes.
Or does he ride one of those penny farthing with the giant wheel?
Right. Something. It has to be something special.
But yeah, RIP.
Very sad.
Sad. A family cries foul after Loretta's Lounge, which was some bar or something at White Sox Stadium, was renamed La Russa's Lounge. She was like a 50-year employee who died 10 years ago.
What the fuck is going on in Chicago? They have a good team.
I know they have a ton of talent.
They
hire a guy 10 years out of the game.
Yes.
He was responsible for the longest games.
He was an asshole when he was
the A's
still in there. You know, like what? When he was relevant. Why are we dealing with Tony La Russa again? He gets all the DUIs. He's a prick. He plays it the old school way. He got mad at one of his own guys for hitting a home run.
He's the fucking worst. He's just the worst.
The point of the game is to fucking score runs and try to hit the ball over the goddamn fence. What fucking game? And what's like, he doesn't have ties there. I know he was the manager in the 80s because I remember the baseball card. But like, what is with this obsession on the South Side with Tony fucking La Russa? I don't get it. I know we have listeners in Chicago. Reach out. Let us know what's going on there in Chicago. It's crazy.
Doesn't work.
You can be
good without him. Like, they have the talent. It has nothing to do with La Russa.
So the manager they've studied this. The manager may be responsible over the course of a season. The manager can either win or lose you about one game on average. Having a managerial decision is about a one game value. Well, this guy is so fucking old school and so not with how baseball is played now.
Yeah, he's going to be on the losing side. Players not to hit home runs.
Yes. Fucking bad for the game. Fucking.
And poor Loretta, like one of these 50-year employees. She died. Her family was always proud. Like, there's Loretta's Lounge, and now they're going to change it to LaRusso's Lounge.
Insane. That's crazy.
Former pro wrestler Buff Bagwell was arrested for hit and run and lying to cops. Buff Bagwell.
What is that? He buffs,
is that a jobber
buff
name, or is that like...
He had to be a jobber. He's like an Iron Mike Sharp. Buff Bagwell. Ayo, like, I'll buff your bag well? Like, what is that name?
Yeah.
And he had the Caesar do. I looked at a picture of him.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures. I mean, he was pretty big.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to call yourself Buff.
Buff Bagwell.
You better be pretty fucking jacked.
The Philadelphia Eagles hired a Muslim woman as a scout, and the Philadelphia faithful, they were not happy. Lots of Muslim-related things. I mean, she's been in football for years now, but she just got appointed to a job, and everybody assumed it was because she was a Muslim. Everybody's too woke. You had to hire a Muslim. Like, that's not how it works.
Was Bill Maher involved? Did he lead the anti-Muslim woman scout parade?
Bill Maher is like,
he's the worst.
He is so into Bill Maher.
Yeah.
And then when the audience doesn't laugh at something, he's like, oh, sorry, you guys are too woke. It's like, no, you're just not very funny.
No, you're an unfunny racist. That's the problem. That's the issue that we have. What else?
This is a big controversy right now, and the Naomi Osaka, she pulled out of the French Open because she was having anxiety about press conferences, and she didn't want to do it. She got fined, and then she said, I don't want to be part of the problem. I'm going to step aside. Well, Piers Morgan wrote a column calling Naomi Osaka a spoiled brat who's exploiting mental health.
Exploiting. How is this guy still allowed to weigh in on things? Like, who's asking Piers Morgan for his opinion ever? He's basically like a Skip Bayless, right? He's just a shit take person.
He is, but I mean, his opinion, you kind of know exactly which direction he's always going to go. When it's a woman of color, he's got specific thoughts on who's right and wrong in those cases.
Totally. I love that this Naomi Osaka has done this, because the tournament is nothing without the players.
Right.
She's not
2 in the world.
I was going to say, if she's not number one, she's a top player. She's a major winner.
She's won 4 majors, they said.
Yes. She's in, like, one of the best that there is. One of the biggest stars. I mean, like, fuck them. And also, who gives a fuck? I know that these guys need to get quotes for their stories and stuff. I understand that. Like, that's part of the gig. But there are people that are willing to talk to you, and there's some that aren't. And if
there
the ones
are plenty
that
of people willing to talk.
Yes. You just got to move on from that. I like her fucking flexing her star power and being like, nah, fuck off.
I mean, remember Ricky Williams used to have to wear a helmet? Like,
there
are people that really, really struggle with this kind of shit. And, it's okay to happen. It doesn't mean you have to cancel all press conferences, but like, yeah, she doesn't want to play. I mean, think about promoting a movie. Some people are everywhere. And then Jack Nicholson, only when he had a huge cut in Batman, did you see him giving tons of interviews.
Yep. Like Brad Pitt doesn't really do talk shows. There's people
DiCaprio
that are just
doesn't do much. Yeah. And it's like, that's their prerogative. And if that hurts their sales, well, that's something else. But you know, if Osaka is going to lose endorsement deals because she's not giving enough interviews, that's a different consequence. But like, we're fining her because she's not showing up at the French Open press conference?
Oh, no.
Fuck out of here.
This is good for them. The next thing we got to get rid of is those in-game interviews in the NBA playoffs.
Why are they doing this?
Those are so uncomfortable. I hate that.
I don't I don't like any interview. The manager or coach is one thing. The losing players, especially like college athletes. Hey, why did you lose back then? Like, what are they supposed to say here? They got to apologize I don't get that. The guy who's making millions of dollars, the coach, fine.
Sure.
You can get some quotes out of him. Yeah. But even like multimillionaires in the NBA, when they lose, jamming a microphone in their face and be like, how come you were only 3 of 18 shooting? What are you getting out of that?
Oh, it's the worst. When they go, when like after the World Series or the Super Bowl, when they go from they one whisper. Clubhouse to the other one, they're like, hey, coach.
Yeah, what are we getting out of that?
Yeah. Yeah, we fucking lost. Like, I get that you have to fill up time, but show highlights.
Just show more highlights. We lost.
Find a different way. Well, it's time for now sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Now sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Now sports segment. Ed, what's popping in the non-sports realm?
RIP, Gavin McLeod, Captain Stubing. And also Murray from Mary Tyler Moore Show. And
so this is, you're reading an RIP from 1989?
So how old do you think he was when he was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I mean, if I hadn't known that he died this week, and RIP, I mean, I'm sure he was a great dude. I would have guessed that he was like in his late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, that first season of Mary Tyler Moore, he was 39.
Whoa.
First season of Love Boat, when he was first Captain Stubing, he was 46 years old.
Whoa. I'm 46.
Yeah, that was insane. His age when he was Captain Stubing.
Lou Grant is weird. Still alive.
So Stubing was 90 when he died.
Yeah.
He's 90 and 1 month and a day. But
wow. Well, RIP. Good run. We'd all sign up for 90 today as long as we don't get Alzheimer's. Yeah.
RIP to John Davis, who was one of the real Milli Vanilli singers.
Weren't they German? Because that's not a German sounding name. I thought the whole story was. He was a black guy. Well, Dennis Schroeder's a black guy. He's from Germany.
That's true, but he sounds German.
Yeah. And. Right, and John Davis is not a very German sound. I mean, Dennis Schroeder is much more German sounding than John Davis.
I mean, what a bummer!
That whole shit was nuts. Yeah,
that couldn't happen today. But I mean, it couldn't happen and not be the biggest story for like 5 straight years if that happened. But
yeah.
it's crazy that the guy didn't look in the picture I saw. He didn't look particularly ugly, but. That's a pretty big slap in the face when they're like, yeah, we love this song. We're going to promote the shit out of it. But we need like really good looking dudes to do this and you're not it.
Yeah. Well, these days they have auto-tune. So those guys could have just sang Fab and I think one of the Milli Vanilli guys is dead too.
Yeah, but he died. I think one of the Milli Vanilli died in like college, like when we were in college kind of thing.
Was it the bug?
I think it was drugs.
All right. These days, I mean, that really fucked their lives up. These days, they could just take those guys and auto-tune them. They could really sing the thing and just the producer would make a song out of it and it wouldn't matter. Remember around the same time also, CNC Music Factory?
Oh, yeah.
They had a black woman like sing the hooks. But in the videos, they would have like a model there with the other people in CNC Music Factory, and they would make it seem like she was the one singing that because the actual singer was more of a rotund woman.
Didn't the original guy die recently?
CNC Music Factory?
Yeah, like the CNC guy.
No, I don't know. I think RIP.
Yeah. Julianne Hough's niece went on, I think, TikTok and said, my aunt said Leonardo DiCaprio was not good in bed.
I don't think any of those famous guys are good in bed. Although, I mean, I did I believe I told a story here on the show about the woman I talked to at a party that hooked up with the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix.
Was he a loud comer?
He didn't. He only gave.
Oh, he didn't say this. Right?
He wasn't into his own pleasure. He only provided.
By the Joker. Wow.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing. And also called her a cab in the morning. Very sweet. Leonardo DiCaprio fucks 22-year-olds. Like he's clearly into his own thing. It doesn't surprise me at all. He's not a worker like Brian Beckner that's like trying to make it happen. He does his own thing, you know? He's making himself feel good.
I wonder, it just means that he's just not doing enough stuff. I mean, how can he be that bad?
He's not actively trying to find out what feels good for her to help her achieve orgasm, which is much more difficult for a woman.
And also, do aunts and nieces just talk about who they're fucking?
That is kind of weird. Like, Julianne Hough is barely a known person in my world.
She's dancing with the stars, right?
Right, yes. And also, I believe she's a Mormon.
And that's what they talk about in their magic underwear? Yeah,
I know. They just go out and fuck big stars like that?
Weird.
Who's going to Julianne Hough's niece?
Moroni the angel's like, hey, he who shall fuck must talketh later.
Right. I read it on his peepstones, his runes.
Retired Southwest pilot exposed himself in the cockpit to a female first officer and then watched porn on the flight.
This is irritating. It's very safe to fly because the plane basically flies itself. These guys do the takeoff and landing, and then they're there in case shit gets fucked up.
Right.
Shit goes haywire. There's a guy there that knows how to fly a plane. It's done the time. Thing is, a lot of these dudes, they're ex-military. They've been in the shit. They crave a little action. That's why they're getting tossed a lot of the times. Everybody's seen Flight, Denzel Washington. They like to get loose. So if these guys had more work to do, they couldn't be watching porn while they're on the on the flight deck. What we got to do is give them tasks while they're up there.
Yeah, we should make like a little obstacle course in the cockpit that they've got a hamster wheel. They've got to have it spin X amount of times. All these things.
Here's an idea. Everybody gets to bring their basket of laundry on the plane. And while the captain's up there, he's there folding the fitted sheets. It's like all the problematic laundry, like sweaters, fitted sheets, like hand towels.
Hey, idle hands, Captain.
That's right.
Hop to it.
Gotta keep or you pick one person. There's like a lottery. And depending on how long the flight is, the captain has to knit you something during the flight. So it's like,
gotta do your taxes for you.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's a good one. Yes. Yeah, bring 1040 easy. Yes.
Yeah. Go to the local H&R Block and be like, all right, we need some guys who want to fly and we're going to have them do taxes.
They clearly need shit to do up there. We're always learning about what these pilots get up to while they're bored.
Always up to just getting it out. That's what they're always up to.
Well, and they always have like second families, you know, that's like, these are the guys that, like Charles Kuralt, where you learn, oh, he had a family in St. Louis and he had a family in Indianapolis and they didn't know about each other. They love to fuck. They're on the road. You know, they've been in the shit in Nam. They like a little action. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
I remember a pilot called into Stern a couple of years ago and he was just talking about, yeah, just what you'd suspect he would talk about. Like, this was the game. Yeah. You know, the flight attendants, we'd all go to the same hotels.
Fuck each other.
Yeah. They would just fuck like the Olympic Village all the time.
That has to be amazing. Unbelievable. Sounds fantastic.
On a nightly check-in, California prison guards reported both inmates in a cell were alive. What they didn't notice was that the Satanist cellmate had decapitated the other. And they're like, everybody's alive in there. Next day. Maybe he wasn't alive.
Well, hold on. I mean, I've seen Escape from Alcatraz, and that dummy that Clint Eastwood makes out of paper mache, him and Remo Williams.
Birdman.
It doesn't look very realistic. It looks actually terrifying. I had nightmares about it. So,
it was scary.
Yeah, they're just swinging by and like looking through the
flashlight
window. Yeah,
flashlight. Look. So apparently, this guy had like something like five such incidents where he attacked roommates. So the inmate's family is not too pleased. One, that he got put with him, and two, that they really did nothing about it. Decapitation. And if you look at the dude who did the decapitating, he looks like the kind of dude who decapitates people.
Yeah, his prison tats all over his face.
Yeah, he's a scary looking dude.
Yeah, he's terrifying. He has mental illness. It's insane what we do as a nation, that we warehouse people. We have something like less than a fifth of the world population, and we have, I'm making up numbers because I'm stupid, we have more than half of the world's prison population. It's disgusting. It's the wrong plan, and this is what happens. This is what happens.
Right. Miles Teller had a big week. Two big things happened. First, he replaced Armie Hammer on the Godfather Making of series. He's playing like a producer of The Godfather.
Oh, is it Bob Evans?
No. Not like a lower level. I mean,
that's the role of a lifetime.
Yeah, everyone wants to play Bob Evans.
Fuck.
And the first time I did cocaine, baby, it was on. Yeah, so it's just like some random, or maybe not producer, maybe like some studio executive.
Right.
But anyway, he replaced him.
He's a good actor.
Big week. And then he was punched in the face in a Maui restaurant bathroom by a wedding planner. He stiffed him.
So, I mean, a wedding planner, like...
Right. You wouldn't think they have a big hook.
No. Do you think there's a lot of wedding planners that are like Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belts that like fought the golden gloves?
I'm going to fuck this guy up.
Right. what kind of centerpieces you want, asshole?
Hey, snaphead, get back here.
Miles Teller's one of those guys that I've barely seen in anything, but I hear about him a lot.
Yeah, I like that movie, Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash.
That was a good movie.
I made a tweet when I saw this story in Us Weekly or something. I said, was he rushing or dragging? I feel like that should have been the biggest tweet of the week.
That is a good one.
I thought it was pretty funny. He's pretty good. Hey, you pay your bills.
Oh, but you know what? When I was reading about the story, he's been celebrating that like wedding tell if he's like honeymooning with Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, I know. I saw this.
What?
I know. They're all out there like in the aqua socks.
Let's go on our honeymoon with Aaron Rodgers and his quote fiance.
Oh, yeah. That's real problematic. I can't wait to see how that goes down.
A rapper named MC Kevin. So you can tell he definitely has some imaginative lyrics with that kind of...
Totally. MC Kevin?
MC Kevin. Well, he died after jumping from a balcony mid-threesome to hide from his wife.
He should have gone the Dennis Rodman route.
They fell out of the ceiling, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, buddy. The fact that he names himself MC Kevin really tells you his thinking. His career name, he couldn't even come up with something good.
I know.
But... I mean, you're caught. You gotta think about what's next, but I mean, it's not like he jumped 14 feet and thought, I can make it. I don't think so. I think he was pretty high up.
I think it was the third floor, which is 30 feet.
That's too much.
That's too high. Yeah, that's too high. He's probably lucky he died.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could have been he could have broken his spine.
MC Kevin would have been just blowing a tube.
Yes, MC feeding tube. very sad. RIP MC Kevin. That's actually kind of a sweet name, considering how many Lils.
But the guy's real name, he's Brazilian. I read about his real name. It was like he could have done so much with it. Kevin Nacimiento Bueno. And he went with MC Kevin?
Could have been MC Bueno.
MC Bueno sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, or just Kevin Bueno.
Yeah, I'm good. You good? We could even write some of his songs for him.
Right? But, oh, yeah.
We'll no more songs for him.
We'll never know.
This is a real fun story. Elon Musk believes the Neuralink brain chip will end language in 5 to 10 years. So he's planning on, he's going to start with pigs, but he's planning on putting chips in our brains soon.
I'm ready to be done with Elon Musk. Why are we
talk about him so much?
Yes. Why are we dealing with this guy still? Like, look, successful guy, not easy to make a fucking car company from nothing. Really impressive.
But car company that doesn't make any money except on cryptocurrency.
Well, nothing makes money, though. It's making money is apparently bad. Anything that makes money, you don't want to make money, apparently. But yes, you're right. It's still an impressive thing.
It's like impressive, especially when cars. He inherited a diamond mine. Is
started
that?
Rich. Yeah. 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 South African guy. But he's just like... We got to go to him for every fucking thing. Like, we're not going to have chips. The chips in our brain are in our fucking pocket. The chip in your brain already exists. It's your fucking phone.
Yeah, nothing in our heads from Elon Musk.
Yes. I'm waiting for the dick implant. When are we going to be able to do those fucking dick transplants? That's what I'm into.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, by the time we'll be able to...
You won't be able to use them anymore.
I'll be out of gas.
Yeah, same.
33-year-old Colorado sheriff's deputy dies of COVID shortly after mocking the vaccine on Facebook.
Life comes at you fast. I looked at a picture of this guy. Pretty fat.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely fits into a category of people that really should be masking up and getting vaccinated.
Yes, there's certain groups, and you know, the powers that be don't like to tell you this. But I'll tell you, there's certain groups that are much more vulnerable to this pandemic than others, and I would put this guy in the category. Should have gone. And not only was he fat, he worked in a jail.
Oof.
Like, any illness runs rampant in a fucking jail. So if you're a fat guy that works in a jail, look, maybe you have some concerns. Take the fucking shot, dude. You're highly susceptible.
And the fact that half of Americans have gotten it already, and I mean, I don't know what this guy reads, because I know there's a lot of bullshit out there, but like,
yeah,
obviously nothing terrible has happened to people who have gotten it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he mocked it, and the COVID mocked him back.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Life comes at you fast.
A principal was escorted off school grounds after a graduation speech in which he said, successful people stomp on each other.
I mean, it's kind of true. You worked on Wall Street.
Define success. Yeah. I wouldn't say happy people. I would. Right. I mean, what is success? Yes,
that's, but yeah, there, you know what? That's a good point.
There are lots of people that stomp on each other. Yes. It's one thing to say, you know, it's a tough world out there. You got to be tough. But, I mean, he really was not an inspiring speech.
Get a ghostwriter. Yeah.
Finally, really good news, Brian. I know this is going to affect you. Criss Angel has a new restaurant, and it's spelled C-A-B-L-P. And
Crabup.
Apparently it's Kablip.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
It stands for Criss Angel Breakfast, Lunch, and Pizza.
Where is this? On Long Island? Oh, I think he's from Long Island.
But I would think this has got to be Vegas, right?
Vegas. Does he still have a show in Vegas?
Mind Freak. Yep.
That means he's so fucking rich.
Is a result of his $280,000 purchase of Sugar's home plate in Overton, Nevada, 60 miles outside of Las Vegas.
60 miles outside. Who's going to end up there?
People like, you know what? When the goons have to go bury some bodies in the desert, and then they're like, you want a bite? You want to go get a bite at Kablip?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think that Mind Freak makes pizzas and breakfast here. Let's go.
Mind Freak. Let me just read off Chris Angel's body count. Mini Driver. She's got kind of a square face. She had a moment.
She had a moment, for sure.
I stood next to her at a concert one time. Yeah. Very tall. Paris Hilton. It's not my thing, but I did once jerk off to that video of her. Cameron Diaz at work. Lindsay Cameron Lohan. Diaz. Yes, Cameron Diaz. They dated. They were like, that's not just like a hookup.
They were together for a while,
yes, yeah. Britney Spears. Pamela Anderson. Holly Madison, who was one of
Hef's fake Hef's, ones, right?
Yep. And then there's like a whole bunch of people who I don't know that are clearly models. I mean, I get that he's got a lot of money, but he also has embroidered jeans and like silkscreened hats and also does magic.
He's an illusionist.
He's an illusionist.
He's like Job.
Yes. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's a big pelt count for a guy that he looks like Chris Gaines, kind of.
He does. He's he got does a have that
Chris Gaines vibe.
Yes.
Kablip.
Yeah. I mean, magicians, so creepy.
And I mean, what's his name? Blaine. I remember he had a young Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine's done pretty well for himself.
Oh yeah, Blaine is—he crushes it. But he's not as like over the top. Like I can see people being attracted to Blaine.
Freak. He's not mind freak.
Yeah. He's not like, I'm looking at this picture of Chris Angel. He's got like a whole bunch of bracelets on and shit, like, and just like bad clothes. And what is his like David Blaine? He kind of does that thing where he does like mind over matter shit, where
I'll sit in an ice block for 36 hours
and I'm going to breathe through it. You know, that's impressive. Like, he's a weirdo. I don't want to hang out with him.
But I think mind freak, he's doing like Doug Henning shit.
Right.
He's like exactly full on magic.
Whatever happened? Remember David Copperfield? First of all,
that was the original guy getting a big pull with Claudia Schiffer in her prime.
Claudia Schiffer, yeah. How do you name yourself a fucking character from literature?
I knew a guy who he's our age. His name was Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan got famous when this kid was like eight or whatever.
No, I knew. I knew a guy called Michael Jordan too. I also knew a Michael Jordan, and he was like, he was like younger than me. And he's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah. A lifetime of that. That'll never go away.
Yes. I know someone whose name is Siri.
Oh.
Hey Siri, you can't say that to this person.
Well, how about, I mean, a pretty common name is Alexa.
Yes.
And as I said that, mine just started lighting up.
Oh my God. They're spying on us, Ed.
Yeah.
They know everything we said.
Anytime you say that name.
Right. It listens. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's wrap this up. Ed.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, I thought I might've lost you there.
No.
For Ed Daily. Oh, listen next week. Episode 375. Don't let me talk you out of it.
Yeah. It's
a great movie.
There's some funny stuff that happens, but you're going to think Jason was from the year 1932.
At one point, I told him to cover his microphone when he wasn't
with his
talking.
Hand.
I'm going to leave that in there. It just and the mic that he's using, we tested three. He had two other options before that, and it was the best option. I don't know. Like I do the Bachelor thing with him, and he sounds okay when I do the Bachelor thing. Like, what's changed? What's different?
It's gotta be Windows related.
It has to be. It's
Bing related. It's
could be Bing related. Could be Android. Almost would be better if we put him on the phone. If we just had him call in, because I can patch him in through the board through the Rodecaster Pro.
Probably would work better.
Yeah, just have him call in.
Seriously, that connection sounded way worse than a cell phone in 1999.
It's like people call into the show and it's fine. Like, you know, we have guests sometimes and we hook them up and it's fine. And usually Jason sounds okay, but this one was like...
No, this was next level crackly.
Yes.
But it was still a good show. Listen, it's fine.
Yeah, it was good. It's Under Siege. It's Seagal.
Yeah. There's a knife fight at the end.
Yes, there's multiple knife fights, and the knife fight at the end is insane. Tommy Lee Jones, before he was famous.
Rock star, Tommy.
Unbelievable. Music is his life. Okay, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 374 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
The Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers.